Perfect.
All right, so we're actually going to start like a minute or two early because, you know, it's con season. But we are Bat and Hammer from the Spring and Ziggy podcast, and we started our podcast almost seven years ago. Yeah. It'll be seven in November because we wanted to see more movies in the theaters, and we missed a bunch. And the launch of our podcast was The Hobbit, so...
And a car accident. It was great.
Yeah, it started out like our podcast normally is, a car accident and a train wreck, and goes on way too long.
Yeah, exactly. It's great.
But our favorite show of every year, and the reason we started the podcast, was essentially to watch movies. And, of course, summer movie season is the best time. You've got explosions, yes, and sequels and Marvels and a little bit of sweat pooling down here.
Yeah, and then every now and then there's like a nice little surprise or two. Like there's always at least one or two that I'm, yes, like, oh.
Yes. And so this is our fourth year running this one. Fourth or third, I can't remember at this point anymore.
Yeah.
But this is our favorite panel. We just literally
talk about movies.
Preview the movies that are coming out from... And summer movie keeps getting pushed earlier and earlier in the year.
Which is the best damn thing that ever happened to summer movies,
yes,
because the worst is having like three of them happen at the same time, and that still happens here and there, but I'm so happy it actually starts in March. And still August is like just it's a trail of just sad.
I don't know why they just died off.
Yeah, it just dies every time. It's August, so like, yes, June, July, oh.
So what our plan of the panel here is to talk about the movies that are coming up this summer, what we're excited about, what our opinions on some of these are going to be, what we'll probably avoid with passion, and apparently he has some surprises for me, and
no,
that's
not too
always
crazy in there,
fun. So what we're going to do is we're just going to start off with basically the first movie of this summer, quote unquote.
Yes.
Which comes out with the Captain Marvel movie from Marvel.
Yep. Yeah.
The 21st Marvel movie, and guess what? Things happen. Explosions happen.
It's about time they actually got a girl.
There's a really bad villain.
Yeah, but they usually have bad villains. But I love the soundtrack to it. I know that the soundtrack is probably really the star of the movie, though.
The soundtrack's okay. We're not going to spoil anything.
No. Unless it's been on DVD or Blu-ray yet.
The cat was overplayed, I felt.
Yeah, I would have liked it a one-shot thing. My biggest thing is I really liked what they did with it, but I wish they would have cut the movie off about 5 minutes sooner. Because there's a big battle that doesn't need to happen, and it would have been cooler just to end subverting our expectations, because apparently that's my favorite word
at
this point.
I mean, you have a villain show up, and he's like, I'm out. And it's like, well, why'd you show up?
Yeah.
What's the point of this?
He's like, I'll be in the sequel! And I'm like, you
will.
Yeah.
The movie's fine. It's another Marvel movie. It's not of the high tier, but it's not of the really bad tier either.
I think I like this one more than you did, too.
You did like it more than I did. Yeah. It's okay. It's not like Guardians too bad.
No, it took itself maybe a bit too much seriously compared to Guardians. Guardians actually kind of made fun.
I actually really liked Carol Danvers. I didn't like Captain Marvel.
Because Captain Marvel didn't really get much character.
Yeah, I felt Captain Marvel was the worst part of Captain Marvel, and I felt Carol Danvers, and especially her and Nick Fury's buddy cop thing, that was fun, and that was the best part of the movie, and I kind of wish they did more of that and less of Captain Marvel, but... It was fine. We both said go see it, but neither of us were like run out and go see it. We didn't think it was amazing, but we thought it was good.
This one I'm really sad I did not get to see.
I'm really sad it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be.
Really?
It was okay. So we have us from Jordan Peele, who did...
Get Out.
There we go, Get Out, thank you. It's supposed to be a horror movie, and it's more of a thriller.
But I like thrillers better.
I do like thrillers better. There's... oddly enough, there's the plot I feel that I allowed him to take me on a journey of. Usually, horror movies, you've seen one of them, you've kind of seen them all, you can tell where it's going, and for some reason, I didn't expect him to go where I thought it was going, so when it got to the ending, I was like, oh, I'm surprised, as opposed to like, duh, it's been spelled out for you the entire time.
Did anyone actually see us?
Whoa.
Oh, good.
What did you think?
I liked it. I did like the twist. I like you said, it was a huge twist. It was kind of, he made it more obvious than you realize.
Right, yeah, it's right there the entire time. And then when it happens, you're like, oh yeah, dumbass. Like, you kind of get mad at yourself for not seeing it yet.
How did I not know that that's where it was going?
Lupita Nyong'o is amazing.
I really love her.
She was awesome, and so was her husband. I can't think of his name, unfortunately, but... He was really good too.
Yeah, I liked their characters and what they did with their characters, how they played.
And
their opposites. I like the...
See, my whole thought is I didn't get to see the movie, but I absolutely love the damn trailer because I love the music lead up.
The trailer was good. The movie was good. It wasn't great. And I was like, eh.
That's what I would say. It was good, but it wasn't great.
Yeah, and that's fine. Not every movie has to be great. Next up, we had... you saw this one. I did.
I actually liked it.
Which is weird.
But I really have no love for the original Dumbo.
No, I have no love for Dumbo either.
But I actually thought it was... It gave me something a little bit different. Also, Baby of Mine actually made me a little sad. I was like, oh, jeez, no, you guys are terrible.
Yeah,
I watched a trailer because of that.
I have nothing, unfortunately, I have nothing I can bring to the table on Dumbo.
All I can say is, you know what? Go give it a shot. Because, how about this? Of all the things that we talk about all the time, especially with Aladdin coming out now, Disney is in this weird, like, let's remake animated classics. Let's just redo the whole same thing, like Jungle Book or Beauty and the Beast. It's like the same. I'm like, done. This one I actually felt different, but I also hadn't seen Dumbo in forever, so maybe it's.
But the Netflix, and we agree, the Netflix Jungle Book was way better than the Disney Jungle Book.
Mowgli was really good.
Mowgli was actually really good. If you haven't seen Mowgli and you've seen the Jungle Book, Mowgli's a little different, where the Disney Jungle Book was the exact same movie, it was just live action. The Mowgli Netflix movie does some things that you're like, oh, that was dark. And
well, it actually gave him character.
It did give him character.
Instead of him being like literally on a It's a Small World ride, he actually had like ups and downs and stuff like that. So I kind of enjoyed that.
I know neither one of us saw this, and I don't think anybody saw this. Did anybody see Pet Sematary?
Is it dead on arrival?
Nobody saw Pet Sematary.
Oh, thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. No?
Looking at you. She's giving me the stare.
She's like, no.
Nobody saw Pet Sematary. Nobody talked about it. Like, I think it might actually already be out on Blu-ray, and we're a month and a half out of release.
I could care less about it, though. I never gave a... You really liked the original property, you said.
I liked the original one. Yeah. It's not great, but it was an 80s, early 90s horror flick. So it was, and plus, you know, sometimes does better. And you're like, yeah.
That's a quote from
Jesus.
You know what's better than that movie?
But
the person who had the door that had red rum on it and he popped his head out there, that was probably better.
That was weird. That cosplay, was. But we did get a gem for the same weekend. If you see two Captain Marvel movies this summer,
go see this one
twice. Shazam was amazing, and right now DC is actually making better movies than Marvel, and that feels really weird to say. Like, really weird to say.
I was really surprised, because we talked about it, just give me Big as a superhero movie, and then I got Big as a superhero movie.
You get Big and Superman, and it's heartfelt and funny, and Zachary Levi is so perfect for this character that I hope they signed him on for like 30 movies, and he just plays it till he's dead. Because Shazam is absolutely amazing. Did anybody see Shazam? Did anybody not like Shazam?
And that's totally fine if you do not like it, but I was just really curious.
I don't know if that's fine. No, Shazam was such a good ride, and it was one of those of going into it and being like, just be okay, and coming out of it of like, wow, that was really fun and really enjoyable, and I can't wait to see it again.
And no spoilers, but I was surprised. That movie surprised me. I'm like, oh, okay, ooh, and then I'm like, all right.
And the fact that the main character is Zachary Levi and the little boy had really great chemistry, and then the little boy when he's younger and his brother had really great chemistry, like, they nailed it. They nailed Shazam. I'm so ecstatic for what DC did there.
Ecstatic. I'm done, I promise.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Speaking of done...
Nobody saw Hellboy, right?
I didn't know it came out yet.
Yeah, Hellboy came out. We didn't see it. Nobody saw it.
It's sad because I really love, and everyone wanted, like, how about this? I always wanted a third Hellboy because I really liked the Ron Perlman ones because they're kind of cheeseball stuff. They had their own little niche to it and everything. And then this one came out and it looked, had none of the feel and none of the character.
The trailers looked really bad, and I really feel this is one of those movies where they're like, let's just release a superhero movie. It can't fail. It's too big to fail.
I like how no one, between this and the next movie, no one released anything, and they're like, we'll got plenty of time. I'm like, dude, you... No.
So, following up, we had... is that Avengers?
Yeah, Avengers. Avengers. They're all birds. Avian.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Endgame. Yeah. All right, cool. Don't they have to start first? All right, so obviously, the 22nd Marvel movie, and like the second one in 2 months, which is ridiculous. And you have another one in like a month.
It's really crazy that you have like all you.
But you finally have the end of the Infinity War saga. This is kind of way more polarizing than most Marvel movies. I liked it. I didn't love it.
Yeah.
I see people talking about how it's one of the best Marvel movies. I'm like, it's not even the best Avengers movie. Like, I don't know what you guys are smoking here.
Some really good stuff. No, I've heard a lot of people come out of it hating it.
I didn't hate it.
No, but I saw a lot of people hating it, and they have their reasons.
There was only so much they could do to end it, really. And, like, it's fine. Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Did anyone hate I'm gonna say Avengers now. Gosh. Did anyone actually hate Avengers or didn't like it or felt like let down?
Okay, cool. Yeah, everybody seemed to like Endgame. Like, no, I mean, it's fine by me, but it's not.
I saw it 3 times.
I see so many people are like, oh my god, I cried every time. I'm like,
man, I cried at one.
There's
spot.
One part where you're like, oh.
No, there's one part where I was like, oh, that's fine, that's cool. And then they say something, and I'm like, oh, dear Lord. And I was like, what the heck was that?
But I mean, it's not a dog's purpose. That trailer makes me cry. That's brutal.
I don't know. No, I'm going to see it, and I don't know why.
No. Maybe if I'm having a super depressing weekend, I want to feel really horrible about myself.
I do think you need to watch that and then watch John Wick afterwards and then feel better about
it. So at the movie theater, they usually do this thing where they... Well, like where Avengers is, they'll show a movie, and then on the left of it, they'll show like a trailer. So we went and saw John Wick, and John Wick was over here, and then they showed a trailer for Dog's Purpose right next to it, and I was like, oh my god, this is ridiculous!
They knew their audience really well.
But yeah, we saw Avengers, we both really liked it. I didn't love it.
The last part of the movie made me feel like I should be at home on a couch eating cereal.
It feels Return of the King long at the end, where you're like, okay.
Like with multiple, like, Peter Jackson, like, ass.
Yeah. Then following up, I mean, I've heard really good things.
I really want to see it because it looks like a gender swap version of Dave. And I absolutely love Dave.
What a pull.
Yeah, I love Dave. Do you guys know what Dave is?
I'm surprised you know what Dave is.
I freaking love Dave.
I mean, I'm just saying, like.
It's a really good movie. Mm. I mean, it's a really fun movie. Screw you. So I really want to see Longshot because of that. The only problem I have concerns is Seth Rogen, because Seth Rogen can get too much Rogen. But I do really want to see it because, again, easy.
It'll be a Blu-ray for me. We'll watch it in one of our streaming reviews, I'm sure.
It's probably going to be tomorrow for me because I'm like, really? I got nothing else really going on. I'm going to see Aladdin on Tuesday.
Okay. And Ugly Dolls? Like, does anybody have a kid that wanted to see this?
No, I'm gonna watch
it
on Netflix.
Yeah, like, I feel this could have been released on Netflix and done better.
My thought is, like...
And especially a week after Avengers.
I know, what are you doing? I was like, you're really pulling out your B game. It's okay. I'm actually got more interested... See, no. So this one I actually got more interested in.
No.
Because it was a remake.
This is where we took, like, a week off because nothing came out that we wanted to see. And I think you went and saw Avengers again.
I did. I saw it. Yeah. Many times.
So there are movies that'll come out and we'll be like, no, I'm not paying to see that. No.
And Rebel Wilson playing Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson is the new Chris Farley. Where it's
I feel
like,
so bad though.
But like Chris Farley's thing was, I'm overweight, so I'm going to fall down and yell.
Yeah.
And now Rebel Wilson's thing is, I'm overweight, so I'm going to fall down and yell. Like but she's way more talented than that. They're doing the same thing with Melissa McCarthy, where it's like, I need them to pick better roles because they're way more talented than the roles that they are doing, unfortunately.
Are they being offered better roles?
That's true. They may not be offered good roles, but both of them are way more talented than what they're portraying on the screen lately, and it's depressing.
I've seen some really terrible ones where it's just them cashing in, and I'm like, oh, this is
sad. A movie that both
I'm
of
so
us
sad.
Are interested in, but I'm hearing it's really bad.
Is it really?
That's what I'm hearing is really bad.
Has anyone seen Tolkien?
Nobody's.
No.
Gee,
my gosh. That's not good.
It's the story of Tolkien and how he wrote Lord of the Rings during the war, and it looks really, at least the trailers look really interesting, but I've heard nothing but bad about this movie, and that really depresses me, especially with Nick Holt, because I like him a lot.
I like him.
He could have been Batman, but no. You don't see him.
I'm looking at that
face,
and I'm like,
He's a better Batman. Now, give me Clive Owen as Batman any day. I still am on the Clive Owen.
Clive Owen.
I'm still on the Clive Owen as Batman train.
He'd just like be stabbing everyone with carrots. It'd be fantastic.
I'm okay with that. And Monica Bellucci as Catwoman.
Okay, what's the movie where he stabs someone with a carrot?
It's not Smoking Aces.
It's not Smoking Aces. It's not.
It wasn't Lucky Number 11.
No, it's not. But it's kind of black and white-ish kind of feel.
Shoot 'em up?
Yes! Thank you.
There we go.
Oh, thank goodness.
Shoot 'em up.
I could have looked that up online, but that ruins it.
We couldn't figure it out yesterday, and it was like, no. But the movie we did see that weekend was Detective Pikachu. Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu. And it's one of those things that I can't see anybody else actually being Pikachu at this point now.
He did a really good job. I still would have liked... Now seeing the movie, I understand why they didn't, but I still would have liked to see Danny DeVito as Pikachu. Because I know that was a hot rumor for a hot second, and I would have loved to see the weirdness movie.
No, people just want to put Danny DeVito in, because now there's a petition to make him Wolverine. No.
There's pictures. He's watching pictures.
I would so send him to see, like, make that a what if comic. Like, what if like Wolverine had like ultimate adrenaline, but he's like super like beer heavy and he gets like a huge beer gut that never goes away? Yes! Yes!
We already saw that.
Where? Well, Wolverine?
Well, not Wolverine, but another Marvel character.
But I want to see it with Wolverine, though, now. That would be amazing.
But why?
It works at a bar, and he just goes...
So they all get overweight, and, like, just... They lose their hair.
Oh, my God, yes.
So you have the golden X-Men.
The golden
Thank you for being an X-Men.
I really got it. I like this time. It's really good.
I've got songs for days, and I don't know where they came
I don't know either. I like Detective Pikachu. But
I like Detective Pikachu.
I'm a Pokemon fan. You don't.
I've never seen a moment of Pokemon. Like, I can name a few Pokemon, but I've never watched an episode. So I wasn't attached to it as other people were, and I was like, okay, it's fine. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it, but it's fine. I think my daughter will really like it when it comes out. Oh, we gotta run away. Runaway kid! That's all right.
It's like, don't worry about it.
I think my daughter will probably really like it when it comes out on Blu-ray.
I keep hearing people talking about how what other things they can do with it now, and I'm like, after seeing the movie, I don't know where they're gonna go. I have ideas.
Because, well, I don't know how you...
You got a special guest.
I don't know how you make things happen that...
Yeah.
Because we don't want to spoil it, so...
I liked, what's his name? What was it?
Justice
Smith.
Yeah,
I really liked him.
Yeah, he was good. He had a lot of good chemistry, especially with, a CGI Pikachu.
Yeah.
That's all he had was just a CGI Pikachu, and it was great. Speaking of dead dogs, A Dog's Journey.
I didn't realize, I didn't realize this movie came out the same weekend until I was looking online. I'm like, damn.
I totally did.
Do you guys ever...
Has anybody watched the trailer for this and not cried?
Do you guys like dogs?
I watched about this much.
Do you like watching dogs die repeatedly over and over again?
So if you're not aware of what this is, a dog basically dies and goes and continues to find his way back to his previous owner. And he's a different dog, and his owner's like, yeah, it's the same dog, essentially. And it gets to a point where Randy Quaid, who's the original owner, was like, my daughter needs you now. So the next time you come back, go hang out with her.
Yeah, it's granddaughter.
What?
It's granddaughter.
Is it granddaughter?
Yeah.
Whatever.
And Dennis Quaid.
You say Randy?
It's one of the Quaid. Okay, the non-crazy Quaid, right? Right, okay. One of them flew up and hit the aliens.
Dude, if we did this podcast on a regular basis with an audience, it'd be terrible, because you'd be like, guys, you're so wrong.
So then the dog is reborn again and goes to the granddaughter. But you get to see, like, if you like dogs, or like me, you love dogs, it
like
plays
dance?
On that, you're going to cry, and we're going to make you cry. Like Marley and me, you're like...
I won't watch Marley and Me.
Dude, that reminded me so much of my dog, who was a shepherd, that I was watching my dog die on screen. Like, this is
my favorite stories I took. I haven't seen this one, and I'm going to end up seeing, but I took my fiance to go see Dog's Purpose. And I swear to God, about halfway through it, she's crying so loud and so audibly that I'm like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, because people think I'm doing something terrible to you. And you're like, people walked away and they had their kids with them and they're looking at me odd. And I'm like, it's all right, it's fine. And I'm like, oh God. Like, I genuinely thought I had to take
blink twice if you've been kidnapped.
Like, it was bad. And she's like, we're gonna see Dog's Journey. I'm like, oh no.
Like, that's all right. We get it. We get revenge.
We
Same
did.
Weekend. John Wick 3.
Yeah.
They can make John Wick movies for the rest of my life, and I will see them every weekend. I don't care.
It's not as good as I felt like the other movies are, but it's still fun.
It's not as tight. The cinematography is good, but you can see where they were acting out scenes as opposed to people having fights in hallways. A lot of the choreography is kind of telegraphed, where somebody will block, and then a frame or two later, somebody will kick where that block is happening. And so, but you get over it, and you watch it, and you're like, this is still really awesome and really fun and just dumb. And I don't care. Like, there are times where you just want a dumb movie, and you don't care. And anytime a John Wick movie comes out, I'm like, okay, it's dumb. He's just going to kill people, and I'm there.
Yes.
What do you guys think of how far the mythos of John Wick has gone? Because now you have, you know, the elder that sits above the table and the whole nine yards.
I feel like...
So I think what they did was they tried to put too much story into John Wick. There's a good portion of the movie that's like 30 or 45 minutes of story, and you're like, no, go kill people. What are you doing?
The best analogy I put is, like, in this movie, the story is the plate that you put all the awesome food on. You don't give a care what the plate looks like. It's just there to serve you lots of really good stuff. And it's a moosh-boosh of all these awesome things. Like, hey, we want to punch you with this thing. Let's see what this inanimate object can do. I was like, I wonder what happens if we drop these on him. I was like, what if we put him in this store full of all this? It's just ridiculous. And I want to say some of my favorite parts of it, but it will ruin it.
I know.
My favorite part is the Matrix quote.
Yeah.
We're in a movie. Especially because we're the only ones that got it.
Oh, there was a...
Can we spoil one thing? It's just a quote from The Matrix. If anybody says no, we won't. All right. So, John Wick is going to go kill some people. Shocker, right? I know.
I was surprised. Shock.
And at one point, he's hanging out with the head of the... what was the hotel called? The Continental.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you need? And he's like, guns. Lots of guns. And I'm like, yes! Which is a direct quote from The Matrix. And only us are like, yay, we're clapping and laughing. And
everyone else is like...
Everybody kind of looks at us and we're like, oh, okay, sorry. It wasn't somebody wielding a special magical thing.
I don't know. That was pretty magical.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Sure, go for it.
I haven't seen John Wick 2 yet.
Why?
Do I need to see it?
It takes place...
Is it Blu-ray or...
Yes. You can grab it.
I want to see three, but I need to see two.
Is it on Amazon or Hulu? I thought I saw it on a streaming site, and I can't remember which one.
It's not on Amazon.
It's
on Netflix.
It's
on Netflix, because I tried to find it.
But it might even be on Redbox, because 3 came out, and they kind of do that thing where they cycle in old movies so you can catch up.
And this one's, like, literally right along there.
Yeah, it takes...
You definitely need to see 2 before 3, right?
Yep.
Yeah, because it's as soon as 2 and... No, she's saying repeat the question, not rushing you along.
I didn't get that either. I was like,
3 begins. Like, it's snap, so you'll need to know why... What happens in 3? I get what you did there. What happens, why 3 is happening because of what happens in 2?
Yeah, I only seen John Wick, the first one, only about 2 months ago. And I've started watching it.
It's so much fun. No, you will need to see John Wick 2. Because really, there's story. Whatever. You're there to watch him kill people, and that's what it's there for.
I don't know. I put John Wick up there with like Dread and like The Raid as like literally you don't care about the stuff that's going on, you just get awesome action scenes, and they continue that.
God,
like,
I love Dread so much.
Like, I forgive the flaws of 3 just because I had so much fun in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of flaws in 3, sadly, but it is a lot of fun, so you just kind of let the flaws go.
And it wants you, it
if,
makes
the,
you
if it wasn't
puppy,
fun
so bad,
probably wouldn't like the movie, but it is fun, so it lets you like the movie. Next up, we have Bad Superman. I really want to see this.
I do too. I don't.
And I'm hearing really good and really bad. So I don't know where I'm going to stand on this. Obviously, this is Comic-Con weekend, so we haven't had a chance to make it to the theaters this weekend, as you'll see.
Yeah.
And now we're at the point, basically, where it's movies coming up. So we'll talk about what we're excited to see and what we're not excited to see. You're going to drag me to see really bad movies.
That's fine. Don't worry. I do that all the time.
This is true. But if you haven't seen Brightburn... Whoa, calm down, buddy.
I know my opinion is very terrifying.
Right?
Yes.
So Brightburn is essentially if Superman was raised by the Luthors and he's a bad guy.
No, he's raised by, like, Martha and Kent,
but
and stuff like that.
If he was raised by the Luthors. He's still raised by the Kent, but, like, he's just a bad kid.
He's just an evil bastard.
Yeah, and so the premise is really awesome. I want to see what they do with it. It's James Gunn, so he's...
again, I don't want to say my catchphrase for this one, but he usually does.
Yeah.
I remember Super, and I was like, oh, dear Lord.
Super was really weird.
Uncomfortable.
Super was really weird. And then we have Aladdin.
What about Will Smith as Aladdin?
I mean... Oh, dude. Man.
So last night we had a panel of, like, we want to do your panel, and you have to tell us what your panel is. And one of the participants said, why do you think Will Smith is going to be a better genie than Robin Williams? And I'm like, you're so mean. And for 5 minutes, we had to try and make that happen, and that did not happen.
It was, like,
that
a lot was so of fun, though.
I don't envy him being in the role Robin Williams. It's... I've heard people really like this, but...
I heard that the best part about it is Will Smith.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard that people are not so happy about everything else about the movie. But, I mean, the costume design looks really cool. I really wanted it to be a Bollywood-esque movie, and I don't think I'm going to get that. I have a love
for
Bollywood.
That's kind of depressing, because I would like them to do something different.
And yeah.
This is a chance for them to do something different, as opposed to we're just putting real people in the same movies that you've seen before. Just like, well, a little bit later, we'll have a remaster of a Disney movie, and I don't understand why they don't, but whatever. did anybody happen to see Aladdin? What'd you think?
I thought Will Smith did a good job of differentiating himself from Will
Smith. Okay.
Yeah, I don't, that has to be real tough.
Yeah, that would be very tough. I thought that the female lead was has an amazing voice. So the male lead is just okay. there is some Bollywood-esque stuff. It doesn't overpower the movie.
Okay.
But it is very much the same movie, just in live action. But I did enjoy Will Smith.
Is Hot Jafar still Hot Jafar?
Was he hot to begin with?
Apparently. I didn't see Hot Jafar, but apparently
everyone loved them eyes. Yeah. Sorry, I won't do it anymore. I don't know. I'm going to see it on Tuesday. I'm not.
You might see it before I do, because next weekend we've got some awesome things to watch.
We got nothing.
Right? I'm sorry. So next weekend we've got Rocket Man, which is the story of Elton John. It's more of these rock documentaries. Like, you had The Dirt, which was the Motley Crue one.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Netflix. I haven't watched it. We had Bohemian Rhapsody, which
freaking loved it.
The more I think about it, I'm like, they played it really safe, but the music was great, and Rami Malek was perfect. I'm so glad Sacha Baron Cohen didn't do that movie, because I would have hated it instantly because I can't stand him. So Rami Malek was just perfect.
I have to admit, I gave no cares about this until Iggy was on it, and I freaking love him.
Okay.
Because
he looks so well in the part.
And that's the thing, is like, again, he does something different, and as an actor, like, I loved him in Kingsman. I loved seeing him in all the little like kitschy little fun things. So then I saw him and I'm like, oh my god, you're all right.
I mean, you're gonna try it. Well, we'll see.
It's probably not gonna be a theater one, though.
But now with Eggy, oh my god!
I'm sorry,
I just now noticed your taglines. Wow! Sometimes I let him write things on his own, and these are the gems we get.
I was a little tipsy, sorry.
But unfortunately, it comes out the same weekend as Godzilla. I'm so glad they've done these. The first Godzilla was awesome.
I had a great time.
Kong was great.
If you have not seen Skull Island, go watch Skull Island.
Now,
I did not give that one credit until I saw it.
I haven't seen anything, so if anybody knows the answer to this, don't tell me, but I wonder if they're going to have Kong in this or not.
I heard there was rumored to be a Kong v. Godzilla movie.
I mean, sure, at some point, because at the end of Kong is how they set up everybody in the shared world, blah, 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 during the credits of things, but like... I haven't seen that. If he's in it, it'll be spoiled in a week when they release new trailers on TV, and they're like, "Oh, here's Kong and Moon." But like,
I want this.
Oh
to be
my
the
god!
Next, I want
and
this.
And the
to
new
be the
trailer
universe.
Was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Is so good, and they're just blowing things up. This is the new Independence Day and new Armageddon, where I'm like, "Yes, just give me things."
So I have a question though. We are easily suckered in by very slow piano things, like, you know, remember Lost World?
Lost World was great.
Or not Lost World.
No, Lost World was great. Whoa.
Hey.
Star Wars was great when they did it.
Same thing. They always do that little like, doo, 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 doo. And I'm like, we're like, oh.
That Lost
oh, my heart.
World. Whoa. Hey.
Okay.
All right.
Hey.
What's up?
Hi there.
There we go.
All right.
the Lost World trailer of the very first one was. I was like, oh, I'm so in.
That's why I was like, I want to know who's doing this, going like, hey, by the way, I'm the slow piano guy, and I'm like, make a CD, I'll be there.
All the old soundtracks we just put on slow piano,
he's like,
and
like,
cry.
Yeah. Two fingers.
I'm so down for this, I cannot wait to see this.
Again, now I guess the battle is, are we going to see it in Dolby or IMAX? I really want to see it in IMAX.
I mean, who says
really
I'm not going to see it twice?
Is anyone else actually excited for this, I guess?
I am. Yeah.
I see some. Okay. I see right, some head shakes.
We've got some monster movie. Thank you. I saw you back there. We got some monster movie. I just want things. It's kind of like John Wick, where if you sell me on this is what your movie is, if you give me that movie, I'm okay. And there'll be times where we'll watch trailers or something, and it'll sell you on this is a comedy, or this is a drama, and it'll turn into a slapstick comedy, and you're like, no, I wasn't prepared for that. I didn't come into that with it. Why did you... Sometimes that change is okay, but sometimes that change
is just
off.
It's like a bait and switch almost.
Yeah.
For the people that are not excited for this, I'm kind of curious, what is your reasons why? Because I saw like a few head nos that they were not excited. Remaining no? quiet.
Are you sure you saw that?
I saw a few of them going like...
Call them out. Peer pressure.
Right down there?
Uh-oh.
Are you not happy? I was like, Yeah.
I...
that's, see, that's what I saw. So I was like...
That's a great reason. Like,
I thought the last one was horrible.
Which one, Kong or Godzilla?
No. The Kong's Skull Island was good. I like
yeah.
It had a storyline, but I get... It's like the John Wick thing. If you just go in planning on seeing dinosaurs or whatever...
Yeah.
...destroy stuff, lizards, and it's awesome. The one with Bryan Cranston, right?
Yes.
I mean... He was technically in the movie, I guess.
And I went in thinking, okay, that was right after Breaking Bad had just finished, too.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, there's going to be a plot line. It's going to be pretty cool. How are they going to twist this in?
Put him in another, like, suit and everything like that?
They sold me a bag of pills that wasn't there.
Again,
like, Pacific Rim, I went in, I know what I'm expecting, and that's what I saw, and I loved it. You know?
Yeah. Because Pacific Rim is not good, but I love it. But it's not good.
I love Pacific Rim. It is not a great movie.
No.
But yeah. I told someone, they're like, how was it? I'm like, it's robots and monsters. And they're like, and? And I'm like, and you should not see this movie because that was not enough for you.
That's all you need.
But I will agree, like, the Godzilla, the last one, I loved it, but you're right that the worst parts of the movie were the humans. Which, if you watch most of the Godzilla movies, the worst parts are usually humans.
Yeah, and Godzilla didn't show up for a while, actually.
But I kind of liked it. It's the Jaws effect.
I did
though.
Like the build-up, and once he got in, he's like, just give me all of this.
And then someone explained it to me that it's basically, watching a Godzilla movie is watching a wrestling match. And I was like, when he did this, I'm like, give him the blade! And he's like,
So wait, it was good. Wouldn't it be better if he was like, I'm gonna kill you, brother!
I'm sure someone's dubbed it. If they haven't, I please. And instead of him screaming, he's like, oh, yeah! I'm like, yes. Sold. All right, sorry, that's enough.
No. No.
So I brought it up. I'm sorry. All right, cool.
All right. No, but we're going to talk about this one. So I am on the team of I don't want Disney to own everything, because if they did, we wouldn't have had movies like Deadpool or Logan.
Or First Class.
I love First Class. Hey, why don't you get drunk over there, buddy?
It's water, I promise.
I know.
For once.
But the best comic book movies the last few years have been Fox movies. And I know people are like, they're really bad, but Deadpool was good. Logan was great. And there was something else that came out that they did that I really liked. Into the Spider-Verse, which is Sony. Disney's not making the best comic movies right now. I mean, Shazam was better, I thought. Wonder Woman was really great.
Yeah.
Aquaman was fun. So, like, I am of the band of I don't want Disney to own everything. Sadly, they're going to own everything. Maybe after the Batman news, they can buy Warner Brothers, because I'm going to die.
I was like, oh, no.
Not another bomb scare.
I've been watching Chernobyl, so that just got me like, I was like, oh, no.
Both of us are in agreement that the cast is hands down perfect. They have done such a good job casting the new X-Men movies. And McAvoy, put him in anything and I'll watch it. Mm-hmm. The cast has been great. First Class was really, really, really good. And then they
the
wanted to tie
happened.
Everything together and make things make way less sense than they made before. And
they did the same thing they did with the original when they did the first round of the X-Men movies, is that they got to X-Men, they're like, all right, cool, they did X2, and I'm like, oh my god, and they're like, toy box of people, and I'm like, oh no, that's too much.
But the problem is, you're doing Phoenix in one movie where you did it in three movies the last time.
Yeah.
So you're gonna get all of Dark Phoenix in one movie, and essentially, Jean hasn't been in the other X-Men movies. She's been kind of there, but she hasn't been in it. She's been worried about the North.
Stark contrast. Okay, I'm done. I promise.
Are you getting enough bran in your diet?
Oh. forgot. I had one and I lost it. I'm sorry, I'm down. I really love the cast. I think the cast is awesome. I feel like the direction has been crap. And the sucky thing is they've done some of my favorite storylines as kids when I was watching Saturday morning cartoons, like Dark Phoenix, like Apocalypse.
Oh, the, God, like, you Apocalypse know, was so bad.
He's terrible.
And so was Days of Future Past.
And like they've done so many of the amazing, iconic stuff that I really don't hold out. The only thing I want to go see or see the characters, but I'm like, ah, if only.
Yeah, the characters will be good, but I have... And the trailers look really bad in this. And this movie's going to tank.
Are you guys excited badly. For X-Men?
Is anybody actually excited for this?
You excited for X-Men?
Yeah? Why are you excited?
Yeah.
My wife wants it.
His answer was, my wife wants it.
You know what? That's not
happy
a bad
wife,
thing.
Happy life. So exactly. I get you. But like, yeah, I'm not... I have no...
I want to see her as Dark Phoenix, but I don't want to see the movie with...
Is she going to be Dark Phoenix, though, or is she going to be Sansa with red makeup on?
Like, again, she gets to kill Scott again, so it'll be great.
Does she, though? Do you think he dies? Because there's...
If she doesn't, she doesn't kill him, I'm going to be
really
sad. There's
no Logan, and Logan's important to the Phoenix storyline, I feel.
He's going to be somewhere in the background. You're going to see a skeleton somewhere, something like that.
You think Hugh Jackman's all like, I'm back, I guess.
He's like, well, he could have done this all like, no, you kind of thing again, but no. I really want them to do
we'll
something
see
good.
It. I have no desire to see this. And it was just bad. Speaking of desire to see this. Is there anybody still in the Men in Black train?
No. Choo choo.
The best response we got was
meh. I was okay up through two. Three lost.
Three's bad.
I actually like three though. Wait, no, it's three or four. No, I like four.
This is four.
No, four was the one with what's his name? Josh Brolin. Or is that three?
That's three.
Then I actually like three.
See, that's so much you didn't know which one
was.
That
is how much I'm on that train, by the way. Also, it's just, you know, it's Asgard and, you know, I don't know. I have no care.
No, the trailers don't look fun. And for a comedy, sci-fi comedy, you want them to look fun.
Maybe they're holding all the best parts.
I know, hopefully, they're holding out to being like, hey, you know Men in Black, so like, just come see this because it's Men in Black. And I have no desire. I really like Tessa,
yeah.
But I just...
I kind of want to see something different from Chris Hemsworth, too, though.
Like yeah, he's just... yeah. It would be nice to see him do something different. I mean, he's put on a little weight recently, so.
I'm giving him the shaft.
So here's the funny thing about this.
I didn't know this was coming out.
Here's the funny thing about this. He's been in a movie called Shaft.
Yes, he has.
So he's been in another movie called Shaft, but it's a sequel to Shaft, which was a reboot of Shaft. What?
And it's got three Shafts. Yep. It's got Grandpa Shaft, it's got like, Shaft, and it's got Shaft Jr.
Okay. Like, why couldn't it have been like, give him the Shaft, or just something?
I didn't care about this movie until I saw the trailer. I'm like, oh, this looks so dumb. I am sold.
I have, look, if it didn't have Sam Jackson in it, I would have, this wouldn't be on my radar at all.
No.
Since he's on, I'm like, I'm still not going to see it, but at least it's there.
I didn't, again... Watch the trailer. If that doesn't sell you, then don't go see it.
Are we done after this?
No.
No, but I mean, like, is X-Men the last good movie? We'll find out.
Good movie?
Okay, no. Sure.
So, I didn't care about this one until we saw the trailer of it on John Wick.
Yes.
And I'm, like, seriously totally on with this. Have you guys seen the trailer for Anna?
It looks like Chick Wick. At one point, it looks like either in a restaurant or on a train that has a restaurant in it. She's murdering people with plates. Like, she breaks the plates in half and starts slicing people's necks and stuff.
And I'm like...
And it is John Wick with a lady. And I'm like, okay. And that's what we thought Atomic Blonde was going to be.
Which is totally different, but it was still
we still
really
loved
good.
Atomic Blonde. So...
If you haven't seen that, that's like one of the best freaking soundtracks.
Atomic Blonde is
too.
Amazing, especially because it had that awesome soundtrack. But, like, I'm so on board with this that I hope it's really good.
I do, too.
I like... And again... It does. She's fine. I don't know if she can pull. If she can
she's fine.
Do this. I mean, she's
just. Yeah, we can't blame you.
I just hope that there's enough story to be like, okay, I know why you're doing this. Fine, go kill people. And she's like, I'm on it.
Again, talking about the idea of getting something, selling it, and keeping with it.
Yep.
Please keep with that. If you give me a lot of action scenes and stuff like that, I'm totally.
The
down.
Funny thing is, we thought that Atomic Blonde was going to be that, and it wasn't. But it's okay because it did. So great, and that soundtrack was so perfect.
I still listen to that soundtrack.
I love Atomic Blonde so much. Has anyone Atomic not Blonde, grab a go and watch Atomic Blonde. It's
have you
so
not
good.
Seen it? Anyone not seen Atomic Blonde?
Well, you won't.
Do yourself a favor. If you
Charlize
like action,
Theron is amazing.
If you want to see her get beat the shit out of people and get the shit beaten out of her.
Dude. There's an entire scene that's probably like 5 minutes long. If I recall, there's no music.
Yeah, it's just like
that entire scene is just that her and this other dude just beating the snot out of each other.
And it's an action hero that gets the crap beat out of them too.
Yeah,
it's exhausting.
And like,
yes,
but you can tell it almost looks like they did it in one shot because there are parts where both of them are standing up, but they're really tired and they're staggering, and they stop and both take breaths as opposed to just the constant beat down. And you're like, well, that's not gonna happen. Like, I love Atomic Blonde so much. Oh. They did such a good job with that. Oh boy.
Yep.
Thanks for this.
You're welcome.
Chucky can now use Wi-Fi.
Great.
So
your social media will never be safe.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the trailer, Chucky's back.
He's using drones.
This time because he has Wi-Fi internally.
And he can control your thermostat.
All things that are electronically connected, which is everything.
I like it because who's the voice, but I saw the trailer and I'm done.
It's going to be Chucky.
I was like, no.
The trailer doesn't look good. I'll probably see it but I think summer's the way worst time to release, especially this movie.
It should have been October.
Yeah.
September, October at least.
Does anybody want to see Child's Play? Does anybody like Child's Play beforehand? Like the old, you want to see the new one? Yeah, it's the hate watch.
Hate watches you can do.
Yeah.
Now, if you haven't seen downstairs, there's a little kid dressed up like Chucky running around going, Staff, Staff.
No.
And
I'm like,
ooh. Perfect. And there's a mother of just beaming with pride. I was like, you're awesome.
I'm going to surprise adopt some kid.
You're just like, no.
CPS, here I come.
No.
Oh, speaking of CPS. So, like, yeah, no, we have no interest in seeing this, and I really feel they've released this at the wrong spot.
Honestly, I think that the poster's riffing on Toy Story.
Yeah, where he's burning.
Better than
Toy Story. But, like, where he's, burning the back of Slinky or whatever. Like, the marketing campaign looks way better than the movie, and you don't want that.
Problem. Yeah, like, if you did, it's like those people that recut movie trailers. Like, they made Mary Poppins into a horror film, and they made Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire into a horror film is the best.
It's really cool. Creepy.
It is the best.
So creepy. But like, I feel like they recut that. Like, Toy Story recut is scarier than that looks.
Yeah.
Speaking of Toy Story recut,
I don't want this, and I can't wait to see it. I thought Toy Story 3 was perfect. Schindler's Toy Box was so good.
Watch that again. Tell us we're wrong.
I felt it ended so perfectly, and now
we have a spork.
Like.
Yeah. The only reason I'm carrying
about it. If you build a toy, it suddenly gets sentience? Like, this is. Okay, I'm sure they'll explain why it has a life, maybe. Or they'll just be like, look, she made a toy, deal with it.
That's kind of what I think they're going to do.
But the trailers look really good.
I just like it because of Bo Peep. And I like the kind of.
Like Warrior Bo Peep?
I do, and I'm like, Xena Warrior. Oh, yeah.
Like, I put a lot of faith into Pixar because almost all of their movies are great.
Yeah, I was not excited about Finding Dory at all, but I actually genuinely enjoyed Finding Dory.
Yeah, especially and Baby Dory. Yeah,
so adorable. So
I'm
like,
lost. Can you help me find my mommy? I'm like, oh. Don't worry, she lives.
I know. It's sad though. I didn't want it,
I'll
but
see
it's there.
It. I will see it. I don't want this movie, but I'm okay with it existing, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I put a lot of faith into Pixar, more so than most studios. The last movie that they disappointed me in would have been Monsters University.
I still have never seen it.
Yeah, it's. They do the Marvel thing where they don't actually stick to their timelines. Where you're like, no, you in the previous movie you said this. You can't just make something up now. But that's the last one that didn't really land for me.
So, Now you've never heard of this one either. Sorry, I threw random stuff in there.
I hate the Beatles. I know, right?
No, me too.
Thank God. Oh, I can't stand the Beatles. I understand their importance to music. Anybody that does their covers sounds better than the Beatles doing it, personally. Like, the Live and Let Die by Guns N' Roses is way better than
any kind of version of, like,
the APC cover of Imagine is way better than Lennon's Imagine. So I have no interest in this. However, you have a guy who wakes up one day and is the only person that knows who the Beatles were, and so he uses that to create a career. And it looks endearing.
I love and elf horror movies, so I'm like really on to this.
I'm kind of on board, and especially if somebody else is covering Beatles songs, I'm like, okay.
That's kind of what I was like, oh, he's gonna love this. Like, he's all just doodling around, and someone's like, oh, they're like crying because he's singing Yesterday, and everyone's like,
the voice cover of Yesterday is way better than the Beatles cover or the Beatles version of Yesterday.
Okay, but anyways, but it looks Yesterday. It's by the guy who did like Slumdog Millionaire, and I was like, okay, cool. Then I watch the trailer. The trailer sells me, and it's...
Yeah, it looks interesting, and especially for somebody that doesn't like the Beatles to want to see a movie that's about the Beatles, essentially. The trailer does its job.
I'm excited because it's different. It's a summer little break before we get into the regular stuff. Speaking of regular stuff...
So if you haven't seen Endgame, and you saw this trailer, you know how Endgame ends.
Oops. Wah, wah.
See the trailer?
Don't see the trailer.
Hey, he's a Spider-Man.
At least
he does whatever a spider can.
Yeah.
hit him over the head with a frying pan.
Mysterio's in it.
Again,
or Spider-Man.
I didn't care about Mysterio, but I saw Jake Gyllenhaal, and I'm like,
I'm okay with, like, I'm okay, but after seeing Into the Spider-Verse, which was just so good and amazing.
Speaking of a soundtrack that I really like,
I'm not super stoked for this. I'm like, okay, I'll go see it, and I'm really interested to see where Marvel's going now, because I don't know if they're going to build up to a big bad.
Yeah,
and I know they've said that they're going to take a 3 to 5 year rest from the team up movies, so it'll be interesting to see what they do.
The first time I saw Homecoming, I was really excited about it, and then I watched through it again, and I was like.
Yeah,
it's not great, but some people, that's their favorite damn movie of the entire MCU.
Yeah, which I think it's because it's Spider-Man.
I just want to see... I do love Tom Holland as him, though. Tom Holland does do a fun job as Spider-Man.
Okay.
I do more want to see this movie to see where they go from here.
Yeah, and that's kind of... It's the, all right, what are you going to show me, as opposed to... But the second trailer does look really good, and I hadn't been excited for a Spider-Man trailer, save for Into the Spider-Verse, for a long time, actually.
This is the second time they made me care about a Spider-Man villain that I didn't give a crap about, though.
Was
like, first one is Vulture.
Keaton
as Vulture, and I'm like, oh, okay.
No, Vulture was the best part about
Homecoming.
Homecoming, yeah, there we go.
No, it's a baby. I'm sorry, I'm done. I can't do it. The live action, completely CGI remake of the beloved.
It is not live action.
It is
a
live
remaster.
Action CGI remake.
No, it is a remaster.
He really
hates
that. It's
a PS4 boot of the PS2 game. PS4 boot. Like, I don't need this at all. Why? What is the point of having an animated movie of an animated movie?
Are you excited?
No.
Do any of you want this?
No.
Yeah. The only thing
I
want to see...
Maybe our kids do.
No, the only thing I want to see is Mufasa drop. And I'm like, do it.
Dude.
It'll be like the Apple dropping during New Year's. Did you see the shirt?
The shirt that has Mufasa hanging from the
pocket.
He's
like right here out of the pocket. I'm like, oh, I need that.
The thing that has us most excited is a shirt at Comic-Con over the movie coming out. Think about that for a second.
Yeah,
I think The Lion King's really good, and I could watch it just about any time. It's a way better telling of Hamlet than anything I've seen Shakespeare do.
Yeah.
But
I like Shakespeare anyways.
I don't understand why this exists, and yet we keep going to see these movies, so they keep making them, and I'm part of the problem, and I understand this. But
I was
going
to wait for that part.
Disney only hits me because they love me. See? Like, nobody's excited for this, but it's still going to make, like, $300 million.
You really sold me on that one, by the way.
And, again, we just keep going to see these movies, and we could watch them at home. And then we complain about why they keep releasing the movies, and then we go see them.
I don't think I'm going to see this one in the theaters,
Yes,
though.
You are.
No.
Yes, you are.
No, I really don't want to.
I will
to.
Bully you into it.
No. What are you, Disney?
Yes.
That's why he wears gloves, because you can't leave any fingerprints. Mickey Mouse.
No, I got it. I got
three hands.
No, I realized it wasn't.
no coughing. Do you like Quentin Tarantino movies?
Yeah.
You got a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Wow.
But
sold me on this.
That's the thing is, like, literally, if you don't like Quentin Tarantino movies, I don't think by now you're going to be sold on a Quentin Tarantino movie. Nothing he does. You're going to be like either yay, nay. It's like you're getting off or you're getting on at that point. No. Not taking that one.
All right, I'll let you have that one.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I'll have to file that one under there. I like DiCaprio, but I feel like DiCaprio's gotten...
I love DiCaprio.
But I feel like he's gotten too DiCaprio lately, so I'm like, meh.
I can't join you on that train. Like the, and I feel bad. I honestly feel that I'm one of the few Tarantino not likers. I don't know, that's not... But I liked Inglourious Basterds a lot.
Yes.
And I've watched Pulp Fiction, and I'm like, I don't get the love for Pulp Fiction. Like, I missed something. What Hateful Eight, okay.
It's
like,
long, but...
Yeah, I'm not on board of this. Tarantino's amazing.
Reservoir Dogs is probably one of my favorites, besides Kill Bill. But Reservoir Dogs is all about, like, character development, and it is messed up. Like, yeah, that song, never... Mm.
It's fine.
I'll never get stuck in the middle with you.
I'm not on board of Tarantino as much as most people are. But a franchise I'm not on board on that I can't wait to see.
Choo Choo on this train. Oh my god.
This looks so dumb. And I am so there. There's a part where Jason Statham.
I'm shaking my head with you, don't worry. But I'm gonna be there in the theater going like
Jason Statham in a Jason Statham movie with The Rock playing The Rock in a Rock movie in a Fast and Furious movie, and he jumps out of a building and he's like, oh. In air, this car is just randomly going to turn. Oh, it is so stupid. And Idris Elba. Give me Idris Elba in everything.
That guy can narrate a dictionary.
Dude, I love Idris Elba so much.
Seriously, though, this looks
I hate Fast and Furious movies. They're so stupid.
It looks so dumb. And I can't wait.
That's just it. If it sticks to what it's shown me in the trailers... It's won me over, and I'll be like, all right.
It's gonna be the popcorn meme the entire movie. You're just going, one more, one more, one more.
As long as Vin Diesel doesn't show up and do his stupid Vin Diesel thing.
He's like, hey, what's going on, Groot? I'm like, I can't do Iron Man.
But does anybody actually want it? Okay, is anybody on board with me of like hate Fast and Furious but wants to see this? Yes. Yes! Yes!
So those that raise their hands, you are both. You hate Fast and Furious, but also want to see this.
And I think that's what they want of like, okay, we understand that you don't like Fast and Furious movies.
Because, well, that's it's superhero, like, car movies. I'm just waiting for a Twisted Metal movie or something like that to come out of this. I'm like, I would be so on board.
There's a series coming out.
I know, but if it's not done by Fast and Furious, it won't count.
Well, that's, ooh.
Mm. Yeah, I know. That would get me going. I'm like... Rev that engine.
I still think that this is a
huge troll, right?
This has to be a troll campaign.
It is not a troll.
This is actually happening. There is a trailer for it that looks dumb.
I kind of want to see it.
This is actually happening. Does anybody care about Dora anymore? Like,
I don't think kids care about Dora.
Do kids care about Dora? And that's who it should be aimed at. Does anybody have a kid that likes Dora?
Nope.
I don't think so either. So like. I don't know what they're doing with this.
They're like saying see or no, and they're like,
I still feel that this is an Onion movie.
That would be the best troll ever, though.
It would be, and I would love it if they did that.
But I think it's real.
Yeah, because they've spent a lot of money promoting this thing. Please let it not be real. Please let this be real.
I've never read these books, but
it's Guillermo del Toro, that's all you
know. That's it, literally it. I saw Guillermo del Toro, yep. And in a horror movie, I'm like... Great, I don't need to drink.
Because the monsters are going to be amazing, and that's important.
This weird, creepy, fat dude with the mask, I saw him walking down the hall, I'm like, oh no. Oh no.
Yes, I'm actually really excited to see this. I love Guillermo del Toro, and especially his visual flair. Pan's Labyrinth is one of my favorite movies.
Which one?
Pan's Labyrinth. I love, yeah. Doug Jones is going to be here next month.
Is he really?
At Mad Monster, yep.
I love Doug Jones.
I know.
Did you do Shape of Water with them or no?
Yes.
Oh, Shape of Water is so good. So weird.
He's also the blue dude in Hellboy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've never read the books. I don't know. I just saw the girl doing the weird pink pimple popping thing, and I'm like,
and the spike. Oh.
So yeah, great. I'll be jumping like a little girl. Don't worry. You'll see me in the front popcorn drum.
What the fuck is this?
Again, another.
Oh yes. Okay, now I remember this trailer. Ooh.
I don't know.
Like a decade and a half ago, this kind of would have... This looks...
This is really weird, but I kind of want to see it.
What is this about? It's Seth Rogen.
It's Sixth Grade Superbad.
Yeah, it's another Seth Rogen movie. But it's just kids...
They get into their mom's, like, you know, sex toy thing and start playing lightsabers with dildos and weird stuff like that and trading drugs on this... It looks really weird.
Yeah, it's it's a Seth Rogen movie that...
As I'm watching the trailer, my head's doing this, going,
It looks like it's one of those movies that, I hope nobody's offended by language, I'm sorry, that goes, there's going to be 12-year-old boys saying fuck. That's funny, right? And you're like, sure. And that seems to be what the selling point of the movie is, of just boys being vulgar as opposed to
from the directors happening. Of Sausage Party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look, it's food cussing.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're getting into August, so it's starting to drain out.
Yeah,
don't
like,
worry.
Do you want to watch a movie?
Do you want to build a snowman?
So, again, you probably don't care about this, but if you like gritty stuff of like The Town, and you also like Sicario, and you like really gritty, Sicario is amazing. The Town is amazing. And I watched this trailer, and I hate crime drama stuff. It was supposed to come in March, and then they delayed it because they were smart. Get away from all that stuff and dump it in August.
Oh, and I guess
August
is okay.
The
producer of John Wick. Of course they needed to put it into a different month.
I didn't see the Wick one. I love guess. Gritty stuff. If you haven't seen, by the way, if you haven't seen Sicario, holy shit.
So we got 5 minutes. We might want to book along.
Speaking of that, they're still making these.
Yeah, so this is another of the President is Down with Morgan Freeman and Gerard
All the
Butler.
President's Man.
Yeah. And as we're watching the trailer, I'm like, is this Olympus Has Fallen? He's like, yeah. They're still doing this?
I'm like, Morgan Freeman's still moving around?
This time his head CIA agent is being framed for the president's attempted murder. Whatever. Just more explosions. Huh? Oh, yes.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't want to see it.
This looks... So again, Batista is an FBI or a CIA or a high-end undercover cop. And for some reason adopts a little girl to be his partner.
Because why not?
Reasons.
Again, we've seen it
like
every 3 years.
The best part is, he's like, you need to be able to tell if people are lying. And she's like, you've never done steroids. And he just kind of stares at her and she's like, that's a lie, isn't it? And I was like, because he's way too buff.
That's
the best part.
And closing it out. That's as far as I'll go into September. Did you guys like It?
Yes.
Did anybody not like It? Did anybody that watches horror movies not like it? It was so good, and this looks so creepily good. I'm so excited for this.
This guy, actually, I didn't get to see the trailer before we sat in a theater, and he told me, he's like, oh, it's just like an old lady, and they're making it kind of creepy and stuff. Totally freaking undersold that. I'm sitting in the theater, I'm like, this is not good. This is not good. You see the lady go in the back, I'm like, I can't wait.
All right, so we're going to close up a little bit here. We have some business cards if you want to find where you can listen to our podcast. You can hit us up every Monday on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, all those weird, fun, happy places. We are going to be around. We'll hang out and talk. If you have the app and you actually like the panel, if you could do the YouTube thing of like, subscribe, comment, yay, and give us a good rating, that would be helpful.
Or tell us how we can get better.
Is there anything that you want to see this summer more than any other movie?
That's kind of what we're most excited for. What is your favorite?
Anybody, go.
No,
okay.
No.
Nobody's excited? Come on. Somebody, give me a movie.
You guys hate movies?
Far From Home, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, that's totally fine. Is it because you're a Spider-Man fan? Is it a comic book fan? Is it because of what they're doing? Are you a Mysterio fan?
It's a comic book fan, and also Jake Gyllenhaal not being crazy Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, we don't know that yet.
First time in.
Give him time.
Yeah, we don't know that yet.
From what we've seen
so far, I'm hoping he's Prince of Persia.
I'm talking like Nightcrawler Jake Gyllenhaal compared to Mysterio.
Nightcrawler was so good.
Nightcrawler.
But like that's the comparison.
Right.
Like we're not going with saying I'm gonna murder someone in their sleep, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Give it time.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
What about you, buddy? What are you so excited for?
I'm actually really excited for Yesterday. I don't know why, because like everything else is boom and bomb and blah. That just looks kind of sweet, genuine. I'm not looking forward to a dog's journey.
I ain't gonna see that. No.
Oh, I'm going to.
No, I can just.
Hey, it's gonna be bad.
I could just hang out in my shower.
I'm gonna bring tissue boxes
cry.
For days and be like, here you go, just go.
I can make myself cry on my own. I don't need help.
What about you?
Oddly enough, it's Hobbs and Shaw.
Yes.
Because it looks so stupid, but it looks fun. And you know they're gonna be doing a haka when The Rock goes.
Oh, I saw
like,
that.
You know they're gonna be doing one, and I like it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
Kinda. But like I'm hoping they do a full whole thing and yeah, I imagine they do. Yeah,
so
I don't doubt it. And I mean The Rock has a lot of charisma, and either he's
If you would have told me
San
that
Andreas,
if you would have told me that a
skyscraper
rock would have charisma, I would not have believed you until I saw him. And I'm like, oh shit.
The Rock is.
He winks. He's like, hey, and I'm like, oh god. Sure.
If I had told you in the early '90s that Rocky Maivia would be The Rock, like no. But he has the character of The Rock down so well that I will watch anything he's in and hopefully be excited for it. But that's what I'm excited for. So we're going to go ahead and close up the panel. Thank you guys so much for coming by.
Watch some movies.
Please.
Eat some popcorn, unless you can't have popcorn. Then smell some popcorn. What? I love popcorn.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming by. We've got business cards if you want to hang out and chat with us. We're going to be here for a few more minutes. Thank you very much.
Have a good one, guys. In the back, I think.
Yeah, but like, we don't have one up here. It seems really.
No, because we are trash, and they don't want us to throw ourselves away.
You're so kind.
I know, right?